His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio, checking our local numbers for the COVID-19 virus in Northwest Connecticut locally. None in Falls Village, Cornwall 3, Kent 7, New Milford 228, Norfolk 8, North Canaan 4, Salisbury 10, Sharon 14, and Torrington 428. Locally in Dutchess County, Amenia 12, Dover 33, Millbrook, Millerton Northeast less than 5, Pawling 35, Pawling Village 12, Pine Plains 9, Red Hook 18, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 68, Rhinebeck Village 10, Stanford 10, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 9. In Columbia County, as of yesterday afternoon, they had 24 community members that passed away from COVID-19, 328 positive cases, 144 of those cases have recovered, 8 of the positive cases are hospitalized, none of those are in ICU. They've received 2,556 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 159 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 7 under precautionary quarantine. There were no Berkshire County deaths from the coronavirus and only one new case in Berkshire County, according to data released by the state of Massachusetts yesterday. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Berkshires is now at 486, up from 485 on Tuesday. In all, 1,165 new cases were reported in Massachusetts, bringing the statewide total to over 80,000. The Connecticut Air National Guard will be honoring healthcare workers today with a flyover. The 103rd Airlift Wing Flying Yankees schedule a salute to Connecticut healthcare workers. Officials said a C-130H Hercules aircraft will be conducting flyovers of hospitals and healthcare facilities throughout the state as part of Operation American Resolve. Local locations and times include Torrington, 11:08 a.m., Sharon, 11:13 a.m., Danbury, 11:27 a.m. These times are estimates and could fluctuate, according to officials. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Home Assistance is seeking mature, responsible, and committed caregivers to work full-time hours during the pandemic. They've grown increasingly busy. If you or someone is out of work and has a passion for the elderly or enjoys being with the elderly, contact Megan Plouffe at mplouffe@salisburyvna.org. They're doing Zoom interviews all week. This is a perfect opportunity for college students who are looking for employment this summer. They employ several nursing students looking to gain experience in a similar field. If you own a farm in Amenia and have been impacted by the crisis, note that this afternoon the USDA is hosting a webinar for farmers and ranchers that are interested in applying for CFAP. You can register at content.govdelivery.com/USDA FAR/bulletins/28B2AB3. More details on the program can be found at farmers.gov/CFAP. Now today at 4:30, there'll be a telephone town hall hosted by Representative Delgado's office. You're invited to join in for the latest on federal response and how it impacts the district. More information, delgado.house.gov. And the Movie House in Millerton today has a movie club, Mindfulness Movement, a virtual Zoom gathering for friends and neighbors who share a love of film. The Mindfulness Movement happens today at 6 p.m., led by guest host Catherine Volstad, with Bruce Scherer and Carolyn Volstad. The program will include a short guided meditation. It's free. Registration is required. More information at themoviehouse.net on the web. Scoville Library presenting Dr. James Childs, a lecturer on epidemiology at the Yale School of Medicine, talking about COVID-19, a brief history, pandemics, and what the future holds. That'll happen tonight at 7 on Zoom. For more information, go to scovillelibrary.org for the Zoom link to the program. The Northeast Town Board has a meeting set for today at 7 o'clock. Once again, you'll have to remote into that meeting. Get that information at the Northeast Town Board website. And in Kent today, Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That is set for 7 p.m. Once again, you have to Zoom in to that meeting as well. There is going to be a public hearing in the town of Kent. That comes up tomorrow at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Once again, you have to go to the website to get that Zoom address. The town is proposing to submit an application under low moderate income benefit category by rehabbing and improving the residential purposes and related costs of the existing South Common project located at 22 South Commons Road in Kent. Well, on Sunday from 12 to 2, the Couch Pipe of VFW Post in North Canaan will be cooking a smoked barbecue brisket sandwich takeout meal with two sides. Drive up, pick up, and drive away that can accommodate only 150 meals. First come, first serve. 860-824-8158 for more information. A pay booth will be set up. Cones will direct you where the cookhouse is. It's $13 a person. And a virtual tour of Bunny Williams' garden will happen on Sunday on Instagram, on Bunny's Instagram account. That's Sunday at 4 o'clock. That is in lieu of Trade Secrets, because Trade Secrets was canceled by the pandemic this year. The next Millerton board meeting will be held on Monday, the 18th, at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, where you can find a hot dog cart truck out there every day, 7 days a week, 11:30 and 2, supplying hot dogs, chocolate chip cookies, also chips and drinks. It is every day from 11:30 till 2. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 23,157.00, NASDAQ at 9,026.00, and the S&P 500 at 2814.25. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.